Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public for your next project, not retail, wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you about something that I used to do. Don't do it anymore, Mace. I used to snore. I don't know if you know that. So about 5 years ago, when I knew I was having this problem, I went to go see a dentist about this, and he gave me this mouthpiece, and it was really uncomfortable, I got to tell you, and eventually I just stopped wearing it, and then I just continued to snore. Well, eventually it got so bad, my fiance Mandy was up all night, and so was my daughter in the next room. So I went to the Refresh Snoring and Sleep Apnea Center, got together with my guy, Dr. E. His name is Jason, but I call him Dr. E. Fitted me for a new mouthpiece. It's amazing what technology is like these days. He explained everything. It was really cool, the new technology as well. Gave me the mouthpiece, and the first night I wore it, Mandy did not wake up, Mia did not wake up, and I've been using it for the last month, and finally, my family can sleep. So, Dr. E, thank you for everything. I really appreciate it, or more importantly, Mandy appreciates it. Mia appreciates it. If this sounds like you or someone you know, go to refreshedsleep.com. That's refreshedsleep.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Rocky Mountain Forest Products, where they specialize in wholesale lumber to the public. Go to Rocky Mountain Forest Products in Wheat Ridge or go to rmfp.com.
All right, let's go out to the hotline. I'm going to bring in a longtime friend of mine. I met him back in Chicago in the late 1990s, early 2000s. He was with the Chicago White Sox and then started doing some broadcasting with the Chicago Cubs. That's where we met. I was doing the pre- and post-game shows for Fox Sports Net for the Cubs and the White Sox, talking about Dan Evans. Once he left me, he decided, you know what? I can do better than you, Goodman. He became the general manager of the LA Dodgers and then worked with the Mariners and the Blue Jays, and of course, he knew he had to follow me wherever I went during my career. I moved to Denver. Now Danny followed me to Boulder. With that, how do you like that setup, Dan?
Well, that was good, Eric. So I just needed to get away from you for a career move and
correct.
Came back to port when I was looking to have some fun.
That's right, because I am all about fun because I know you don't want to work with me, and actually my partner Andrew feels the same way.
Oh, stop it.
Let's talk about the Rockies and the trade deadline and specifically Trevor Story. I'll ask you a two-part question. What do you think the Rockies should do and what do you think they will do?
Why, good question. And for the listeners, Eric, normally the trade deadline is the 31st of July. This year it's the 30th. That allows every team to have an equal chance. There's no games going on at the time of the deadline. I think it's a real good move. So just set your sights on an earlier trade deadline. It's 3 days away. Should you? Well, I think the Rockies, given their situation, they're having their worst year in the last three, and this three-year span has been really poor. But this is the worst of the three right now. They'd end up with about 69 wins, and I think whenever you're in that situation with extended poor play, you have to find ways to accelerate your path back to, I think, relevance. They've got three teams ahead of them in the AL West that are so far superior to them. So for me, Story, Gray, Givens, Bard, others should all be people they're listening on to try to accelerate that process. You know, their minor league system is one of the five worst in the game. It's not an opinion, it's fact. So if I were them, I would be looking to move these players, even though they're good players. They're going to be gone as free agents or as guys who won't be part of their core when they figure things out. Story for me is one of the best shortstops in the game. At the end of the season, a free agent, he's in that great group with Baez, Seager, Correa, Simeon, Taylor Crawford. There's a lot of guys out there. I don't see him coming back. The problem to part two, I don't think they're going to have a lot of trade partners to play shortstop. A third of the teams, actually more than a third of the teams, Eric, are out of the race. Very few teams in the race have a desire to add a shortstop because part of the reason they're a good club is because they have a good shortstop.
Hey, Dan,
so I think they have a limited market.
Dan, I was reading maybe Milwaukee wants him as a center fielder or the White Sox want him as a second baseman, and I've been told that the Rockies have been pushing Story to other teams saying, hey, could be an option for second base for you.
Yeah, but you know what, Eric? There's a lot of people who are risk-averse with a good club.
Right.
So right away, you know, part of the way you get good is taking on risk. But an in-season experiment to play a guy in the other side of the bag or in center field, I mean, I would be one of the people who'd be intrigued by that. But intrigued, not obsessed, because you really don't know. And, Eric, there's a big part of that equation. Most times when a big league player changes positions in season, most of the time their offensive output suffers because they put a lot of pressure on the defensive side of the ball and their bat just, you know, gets affected. So, you know, you got to be careful when you tinker with a good player. The other thing, and, you know, Eric, I know you know the game really well. It's really hard to be in Story's situation this year, to try to play for a contract on a bad club that never had a chance to be a contender. So I think his offensive output will be better with a new club. He's played in a playoff situation. He's played on good teams 3-4 years ago. You know, that for me isn't the issue. The issue is where is there a fit? And there's 8 teams on the outside looking in, and I don't see any of those 8 teams overpaying for Story. So they might have a very, very tough time at the trade deadline.
All right, you mentioned the Rockies farm system being ranked 25th. How much could they upgrade that by moves made now? And given that they're facing first having to rebuild the farm system before they can rebuild the team, because the Rockies, they're not going to go spend at a level where they can buy a champion. They're going to have to develop a team that contends. What sort of time frame are the Rockies realistically looking at before they can talk about being relevant again?
A good question, Andrew. And I actually disagree with the premise that's out there that they are a draft and develop team, because if they were, they'd have more players. And wow. The other part of it,
you disagree with that, really, wow. Dan? Really?
I'm just being candid. And the other part of it is, I don't like shying away from free agents because it's musical chairs every offseason. And if you have a situation where you have needs, there's always going to be supply. It's a matter of participating and trying to improve. But, Andrew, I think there's another segment of this. And I think, first of all, you have to be more candid, more transparent with the fan base. They have not been honest externally about where they are as a franchise. They've been saying that they're a contender, they're built to compete, yet the last 3 years we haven't seen it. And this year we see the worst of the three. So I think they could improve themselves. Aside from Gray and Story, they're not really going to get a whole lot. To really answer your question, Andrew, I think they could maybe get in the upper teens, low 20s, but it's better than where they would be if they don't make trades. Because if they don't make trades and they take draft pick for Story and nothing for the rest of them, that player won't show up until 2024, 2025, which just elongates their situation of not having a real good talent flow. They're in a really tough spot. It's self-created, but now these next 3 or 4 days, they've got some real key decisions to make for the well-being of their franchise.
We are talking with Dan Evans. He used to be the GM of the Dodgers when he took over that franchise in 2001. I think it would be kind to say they were not very good by the time that Dan left. They were one of the best teams in baseball, and his winning percentage as the GM of that team, the second best in Dodgers history. Full disclosure here, Dan, I have pushed you to be the new GM of the Rockies. I'm not suggesting that's a job you even want, but after what you just said, if Dick Monfort's listening, I think you're out of the running already with what you just said about the Rockies organization. As far as Bill Schmidt goes, if you are Dick Monfort, is he your choice to be the GM, or are you looking outside?
Well, let me preface that. I would be interested in talking to them.
Okay.
If they were interested in talking to me, I look at it as a challenge. I've had a bigger career challenge in Los Angeles. I've done the job, and I've done the job well, and I've done the job in a bigger market with bigger problems and bigger payroll. So, you know, I would be interested and intrigued, but they'd have to change some of their philosophical ways, and they'd have to take a new course because the current one just simply isn't working. When it comes to Bill, you know, it's just, I've known Bill for 20, 30 years. He's a really good guy.
Yep.
It's just a matter of what are they looking for? You know, it's a matter of when the owner, a team president, is looking for a new general manager. I mean, I've been through this. You and I and Andrew don't know what they're really looking for. Are they looking for status quo? If that's the case, he's the likely successor. If they're looking to go outside, there's going to be people interested in the position, simply because it's a great city. It's a heck of a ballpark. And some people, like me, aren't risk-averse and will take a chance on an opportunity like this to rebuild a franchise, even though it's a tough task. But it appears as though Bill would be the only internal candidate. I don't see another. Part of it is because of some of the losses in the front office. But I think what you've heard from a lot of people in the last, I'd say, 3-4 months since Jeff Breidich left, is it would probably be in the best interest of the Rockies to at least explore external candidates, simply to hear what other people would do to change the course of their franchise. Because right now the rudder is stuck in a losing position. And, you know, I did in Los Angeles. I will never forget the looks on their faces when I pitched some of the things we did. But when you pitch it, it's because you have a strategy to figure things out and fix them. The current situation, I mean, Eric, you know, I'm not being Debbie Downer here. I'm just being honest. When you're sitting where they are, 14 games under 500, and a team that's going to lose 3 or 4 guys to make them a lesser product the last 60-plus games of the season, I mean, you need to examine your process, your staff, your decision-making. And that's why a lot of people in this situation would look external.
Real quick, we got about 30 seconds left. Why do you think the Rockies have been so averse to looking outside for solutions over the years?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I mean, for me, when I went into the Dodgers situation, I brought in new life, new blood, new people, people who had won. I pride myself on hiring well. And I think whenever you do go external, change is good, particularly in sports.
All right, I'm going to add another 30 seconds to the show here. Okay. Every GM is always asked, how can you win at altitude? And no one has been able to consistently solve the Rubik's Cube. If I am Dick Monfort and you, let's just say, I don't know, we'll call you Dan Evans, and you're interviewing for the job, sell me in 40 seconds, how do we win at altitude?
Embrace it. Make it the enemy. I know with other clubs, when we came there, we were scared to death. We would siphon off extra players to add pitching.
Right.
I think it's a situation where you should make altitude the enemy of the other club, make it your 27th man. And I also think it's real simple, Eric. I think if you draft, sign internationally, get aggressive in the free agent market, and start to build a club to win, then altitude will be one of the factors in your favor instead of your detriment.
Dan, really appreciate your time. What do your weekends look like up in Boulder so we can get that golf in?
I just moved, Eric. I just moved down to Denver Central Park, and I'm absolutely loving it. I had a passport. I'm good.
What are your cross streets? I'm not going to stalk you, but somebody else might. What are your nearest cross streets?
I'm down in the Central Park area, right around 29th and let me think. I'd say 29th and Quebec in that area.
Okay, I'm going to text you in the break, and we're going to figure out a time on a Friday, Saturday, on a Saturday or Sunday. Does that work? So you're all moved.
I love it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, no, I'm all moved, and I love it. This has really been a wonderful change for me.
Good. All right.
Awesome. Thanks,
Dan. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Dan, thanks, pal. Really appreciate it.
You got it. Bye, guys.
Coming up after the break, wow, big news coming out of the Olympics with Simone Biles. She pulled out of gymnastics, the team competition, and she's getting skewered by people. And some people are all in her corner. Where do we stand on this? That's next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.